Okay, now to these components, those bases inside DNA, they're called heterocyclic aromatic amines. So looking at heterocyclic aromatics. So first case here, we don't have an... What's that? Yeah, between the modules and the lecture notes, I probably have jumped a bit around. Yeah. 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 But the content's all there, it'll just be a little all over. I get bored with doing it in the same order every year, so I just sort of juggle them about a bit. Otherwise I fall asleep. Yeah. So in the first case here, this is then not an aromatic amine. This has got an oxygen in it. It's a molecule called furan. We can see when we look around the molecule that we've got alternating double, single, double bonds. It's cyclic. It's planar. Now, the next thing is we need to check the number of pi electrons in the system to determine if it's aromatic. Now, we count at each of the carbons in the system. There's a p orbital there. We do the electrons that this thing's got for bonding. So carbon's got four valence electrons. So we put one valence electron into that sigma bond. We put one valence electron into that sigma bond. We can see that there's a hydrogen coming off it here. So there's one electron going into the hydrogen bond. That leaves behind one electron. That electron goes into the empty, or into the p orbital here, which was otherwise empty. So we do that around all of the carbon atoms. We've got four p electrons, so four pi electrons. And down this end on the oxygen, oxygen's got six valence electrons. There's one into each of these sigma bonds. That leaves us behind two lone pairs. So one lone pair is in the plane of the ring that can't get involved in pi bonding, but the remaining p orbital has got two electrons in it. It goes into the pi system. So in the pi system then we can count 2, 4, 6 electrons. Now we compare the number of electrons that we've got with the predictive rule. The predictive rule says that if your molecule is cyclic and planar and has got 4n plus 2 pi electrons, it will be aromatic. Now n is an integer, so when n equals 1, 4 plus 2 is 6, so any molecule with 6 pi electrons will be aromatic if it's cyclic and planar. So this guy, furan, is, and this guy over here, pyrrole, also is. Okay, so that's how we define whether something is aromatic. Now this 4n plus 2 rule, you must be comfortable with it. Okay, if I'm going to ask why is something aromatic, that's your answer. Okay, I don't do it in the other courses, here I do it properly. Now heterocyclic means that inside the cycle there's something that's not carbon. So in this case it's the oxygen or the nitrogen that makes it a heterocycle, and the aromatic was based on that rule.